Welcome to our relaxation session here on Yom Kippur afternoon. My name is Maxine Levy. It's an opportunity to take a pause, take a break from your morning's activities and just be present to where you're feeling in your body right now. And first of all, I'd suggest you sit somewhere comfortably. It might be sitting or it might be lying down on your back. And if you are lying down on your back, a recommendation would be to support the back of your head just so that the neck and the spine can be in one straight line, just to take the stresses out of the upper body. Allow your shoulder blades to drop into the floor or the carpet. You can be doing this lying on your bed. And it might be very nice to take a rolled up cushion or a towel under the backs of your thighs. So keep your buttocks on the floor, but if you roll something up and take them under the back of your thighs, just above the knees, that will take the pressure off the lower back. So having the back, the head supported, just allowing the chin to draw a little bit to the chest, having a cushion under the backs of your thighs. You can allow your legs to be a little bit spread out, just to allow the toes to drop away from one another. The right toes can drop out a bit to the right and the left to the left. What we're doing here is we're going to induce a state of relaxation. We're going to actively, consciously take ourselves by using our body to a place where we can truly, truly relax. And when we're in a state of rest, when we're relaxed, when there is menucha, when there is rest, we can really recharge the body. Have your palms, if you're lying on the floor, you can have the palms turning up a little bit away from the side of the body. That just allows a nice amount of space for your shoulder blade to drop away from the ears and for there to be space between the upper arms and the rib cage. It's a real optimal position to allow for breathing. And if you've opted to be sitting in a chair, sit back comfortably into the back of the chair and perhaps support the lower back also with a cushion. Supporting the lower back will just take the pressure off the base of the spine. And you can have your feet firmly planted on the floor. So there's stability and there's contact with the floor. Soles of the feet on the floor, lower back supported. And you can rest the hands on your lap, maybe having the palms turning up. And the palms turning up just allows the knuckles to relax, allows the shoulders to drop away from the ears, and the elbows left and right to drop away from the shoulders. The wrists left and right just to rest either on the floor if you're lying on the floor or on the fronts of your legs. So taking your presence to the body just as you are in this moment, we're going to sort of check in. So check in with the contact points with the back of the head and the cushion. Check in with shoulders left and right. Elbows left and right. Wrists, fingertips, relaxing. And you'll notice naturally your knuckles might just be curled around, your fingers may be curled around. Take a moment to notice your breathing. And just check if you're warm enough. Whether perhaps you need to reach for a blanket. So that we can optimize a state of comfort and a state of rest. We can create optimal positions to allow ourselves to really surrender to, let go to our whole body and just being in the here and now. Just notice your breath just as you find it. Notice the breath flowing through the nostrils. So you can feel the breath, you can feel the cool air flowing in and you can feel the warm air flowing out. You've got those receptors, those hairs in the nostrils through which the breath flows. And notice the thoughts that come and go and let them come and go. So be the watcher. and relax your jaw. Unclench the back teeth. So let the upper jaw drop away from the lower jaw. Let the tongue hang from the roof of the mouth. That's actually going to soften into the throat. So this is a lot of letting go, release. And with that release, we give ourselves a new lease of life. By noticing how the body feels, we can start to release muscle tension. And by dint of that mental tension, we're just starting to be present to bringing the mind into one place, into our body right now. Let's just check in with the throat. Notice the back of the neck relaxed onto the cushion, and then the front of the throat. Letting the shoulders melt away from the ears, feel the space between your ears and your shoulders. Watching your breath. And you can feel it. You can feel the cool air in, warm air out. And you can also check in with the rhythm of the breath, just as you find it. It takes a little bit of time, perhaps. The mind might be very active. The thoughts vying for your attention. So it takes focus and concentration just to notice, to draw your attention within. And if you follow the breath, you can follow the breath down the nasal passages, down the larynx and the pharynx, into the air sacs of your lungs, the alveoli. And you'll start to notice, gosh, wherever I take my focus, that's actually where my breath goes. So we're drawing the mind into the body by watching the breath. That's it, just watch it. Resist the temptation to change it, to fix it. Just watch the brain kicking in with a plan, the judgments coming in. Thank the chattering monkey mind, thank the internal critic, thank you, thank you, thank you, but you're going to right now just focus on the breath just as it feels, just as what you feel is there. Watch the breath. So we've got the inhale and the pause, and there's an exhale and there's a pause. And you can travel your attention down the body as you watch the rhythm of the breath. Your arms are a little bit away from the side of the body. See whether you can notice the breath filling, perhaps, the sides of the armpits, the sides of the ribcage, the sides of the lungs. We've taken our attention to the front of the lungs, the air sacs, the alveoli filling and emptying. And the lungs reach right up into your collarbone. Unclench the back teeth again. Let the tongue hang from the roof of the mouth. Let the throat soften. And release any tension in the back of the neck. Let the cushion support you. We've got a lovely length through the back of the neck as the chin draws slightly down towards the chest. So there's a lot of flow going up and down your spine. Watching the breath. Feeling the lungs. Feeling the breath. Filling the lungs. Right from the collarbones, right down to your diaphragm. So follow that train of awareness from your collarbones, past your chest, down to the diaphragm, running left to right underneath your chest. Take a moment to take your hands onto the side of your ribcage. Spread the fingers and let the thumbs just rest on your diaphragm. So the diaphragm is just above, just beneath the chest. And if you spread the fingers there, you can relax the wrist and take your awareness for a moment to the elbows. Let them melt into the floor if you're lying on your back. And if you're sitting, let the shoulders drop away from the ears and let the elbows drop away from the shoulders. And when you're lying on your back, you can take your elbows down a little bit and out and just feel that spaciousness from the collarbones down to your thumbs. And feel the air filling from the collarbones into your thumbs, from your thumbs up into your collarbone, your upper chest area. And you'll see, wherever you take your focus, your awareness, your breath flows. So we're inducing a wonderful state of release here because we're increasing the flow of oxygen into the system, working to calm the central nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system, and improving our circulation here. Feel your palms resting lightly on your t-shirt or your top. Feel the temperature of your hands. Feel the material under your fingertips. Feel your fingers as their sensors. All five fingers sensing the flow beneath, the flow of your breath, and the nostrils allowing the cool air in and the warm air out, and the hands perhaps rising and falling as you observe the breath and the hands. On the inhalation, notice the hands slightly drawing apart as the ribcage expands. And as you exhale, just allow the body to relax and release, and there's a subtle contraction. Inhale, the ribcage expands. Visualize it expanding to the side of the room. And exhale, there's a contraction. So as we enhance, as we notice more clearly the flow of this subtle force of breath, actually there's an effect on our musculoskeletal system. My gosh. Feel the whole respiratory system alive from your little fingers to your thumbs, the rib cage, and then from the thumbs right up to the collarbones. Little fingers to thumbs to collarbone, inhaling and exhaling. Feel the lungs emptying and filling. Relax the muscles around the eyes. Let the eyeballs sink into a sea of liquid light. It's a very calming effect there on the frontal cortex, the frontal lobes, the forehead. And we watch the breath. Cool air in, warm air out. The thoughts will come, the thoughts will go. And you breathe. Let the toes drop away from one another. Let the toes drop out to the side and just let the knees go relaxed. If you've got your feet planted on the floor, just plant your feet into the ground just to take the weight back onto your sit bones, supported by your back, by your cushion in the lower back. And if you're lying on the floor, you may have a cushion under the legs. So see whether you can relax the legs. And with each breath as you inhale, relax the legs. Let the hips drop away from the shoulders and let the shoulders relax away from the ears. And let the knees drop away from the hips. And let the ankles drop away from the knees. And let the toes drop away from the ankles. Take a moment to scrunch your toes up really, really, really tight. Scrunch, 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 and let go. And scrunch again. And let go. And one more time. Scrunch. Scrunch the toes and let go. And as you let go, you'll feel a greater sense of release in the legs. And we breathe. Let's take a moment to bring our right knee towards our face. Reach your right knee up towards your face. Take your hands around your knee. And if you're sitting on a chair, you can just take the hands around the knee. And lift your leg up as high or low as you like. And gently move the right hip to the right hip to the left. It's a very smooth, small rock. Keeping the left leg relaxed. Keep the left leg planted. So you're only moving the right. Notice the subtle shift across the shoulders. We're just going to release some lower back tension that may have accrued through any sitting today. We can decompress the spine and we can move the knee inwards towards the centre line towards your pubic bone and then knee out towards the right. And feel as you do so the movement of the top of the leg in the ball and socket joint of your hip. It's a really lovely way to relax the spine. And pause for a moment just where you are and take your attention to the left leg relaxing and release the right leg to the floor. If you're lying with the back, if you're lying on the floor, take the legs a little apart and just notice the subtle difference in sensation now between the right hip, the left hip, the right knee, the left knee, and take your attention to those nostrils, the rib cage, the diaphragm, alive. Checking in with that flow. Let's repeat the same with the opposite leg. So draw your left knee towards you. Take your hands around your left knee. Just pause there for a moment. Notice if there's tension that's accruing in the shoulders. Let the collarbones relax. And gently move your left knee, your left hip, from right to left. It's a small movement just to release the lower back. Left knee out to the left and then back towards the pubic bone, towards the centre line of your body. And out to the left again. Just notice with all that concentration if you stop breathing. And bring your attention back onto the breath so that in effect you can allow your movement to synchronize with your breath. We're inhaling and exhaling, moving the knee from right to left. And bringing your left knee back to the center line. Pause there for a moment. And in the imbalance of the body, relax the right leg. Notice how balanced and steady you feel. Shoulders relaxed, check. Hips relaxed. Right leg releasing out to the right if you're on the floor, or the sole of the right foot's planted into the ground if you're seated. And notice any gripping in your tummy. You've got a lovely opening in the left side of the lower back. You've got a lovely compression in the right side of the groin area, just to get the blood flow alive. And release the left leg to the floor. And breathe. Slide the hands down to the lower belly area now. Actually, and you can take your little fingers down into the groove of the groin, towards the pubic bone, and your thumbs are resting close to your navel, under your navel. Feel the temperature under your hands. And watch your breath. Perhaps there's movement under your hands. Breathe into your hands. Inhale, the belly fills. And exhale, relax the lower back muscles. If you're lying on the floor, you can let them go into the ground. If you're seated, you can relax any tension in them anyway. And you breathe in. And you breathe out. Just notice how present you are to the flow of your breath. Take the palms back out to the floor, palms up. Or if you're sitting in a chair, just let the hands rest again on your front thighs. And notice the difference in sensation now compared to when you started 20 minutes ago. Notice the sense of ease and release. Breathe in calm. Exhale, release. Release any tension from your fingers, from your shoulders. Wherever you take your focus, your breath flows. And where your breath flows, your energy goes. Breathing in. Belly, rib cage, upper chest filling and emptying. Breathe in fresh oxygen, fresh life. New visions, new beginnings. And exhale all the stresses and tensions away from your body. Breathe in calm, new visions, new breath, peace and ease, and exhale away all that's extraneous, all you can just cast away. Watch the breath, belly rising and falling. If you are lying on your back, bring both knees up towards your chest and take one hand on each knee. And gently draw small circles with the knees onto the ceiling. And as you do so, as you draw small circles, you can go in one direction, drawing small circles with the knees, and notice the circles being drawn in your lower back into the ground. So you can just keep it nice and comfortable. Start with small circles, check in with your coccyx, your sacrum, and then the lumbar. And take your awareness up to the middle of the back, to your thoracic spine, your rib cage. And just enjoy the sensation of feeling grounded in your spine. And if you're sitting on the chair, you can do that. You can do a circle with one knee at a time, lifting up one knee and drawing circles, drawing the shoulders away from the ears, allowing the navel to lift up away from the pubic bone, the chest to lift up if you're sitting in a chair, anchoring into the opposite foot. and swapping round to the opposite knee if you are seated in a chair, drawing circles. And pause in a still position when you've done the same both sides, if you're doing one knee at a time, or if you've been doing both knees lying on the floor, just take a pause and breathe. Keep the knees where they are and take your arms off your knees and reach your arms up towards the sky and give them a shake. You could allow the soles of the feet to come down and land on the floor. They might be on your cushion, and give the arms a super shake. Give the fingers and the wrists and now the elbows a shake. Notice if you tension up in the shoulders and relax. Shake the arms a little bit more, more. Shake them down in front of you as you land the arms back on the floor with your palms up. And when you do so, just pause, just check in with the feeling of the breath and feel your whole body alive and breathing. You can just let the legs slide away from you, or you can choose to do the same with the legs. You can take the legs up to the sky and give them a shake. Have a go and just see how that feels. Can you relax your lower back and your shoulders? Let's get the blood flowing. Sitting on the chair, you can do one leg at a time, and rather than both at the same time, you're shaking your arms up to the sky as well. And then you can release your legs down to the floor for the final moments of release. Breathing in peace. Breathing out peace. Breathe in fresh life force into your body. Feel the presence to your breath and be present to your awareness. Be present to the present. See yourself sitting in your chair or lying on your floor, in your bed. See yourself. Watch yourself in a place of calm presence. And from this place, you might like to plant a seed, a resolve, kavana, an intention. Repeat that intention to yourself. Breathe it in and breathe it out. Take some time perhaps to stay in the position you're in, watching your breath, steady to your breath, resting in a place of calm presence.